Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Daniel Rasby, a tax attorney with Higher Ground Financial Group, and I'm here with my father, Imran Rasby. And
we work together. We love working together because we have a different perspectives. You know, I'm a little bit older, he's a little bit younger. So we come to help people with two perspectives of people that may be inheriting money, many people thinking about leaving a legacy. There's a lot of different things involved. But the biggest part is we work as a financial advisor and tax attorney together to really help get all the information to our clients to help them make better decisions. And that comes to mind. One of our friends said, you know, there's things I hear about emotional investing.
Yes, emotional investing. And we'll talk about that. Just to be brief, if you want to talk to us specifically one-on-one, it's riskfeestaxes.com. That's our website.
It's free.
Riskfeestaxes.com. It's a free video call, as Raz just said. But emotional investing. So what is emotional investing?
Well, the thing is, that's the one thing that really kicks people's butt. Because what happens is you're supposed to sell when it's high and buy when it's low. You know how hard it is to sell when you're making money? You're growing. You're like, I got to sell. But no, I can make more. I can make a little more. That's all emotional investing. You're invested in there and you don't pull the trigger. And right now we're at all-time highs.
I mean, we've been continuing to hit all-time highs again and again and again. And, you know,
how high is it going to go? Nobody knows. But, you know, Warren Buffett, he took his gains out almost a year and a half, 2 years ago.
More than that, I think now. I mean, it's been a while. He's missed so much gain, 40, 50% gains he could have had in the market. He took them out because he was waiting. He's now waiting for the market to drop. And you'll have an opportunity.
And people are expecting maybe 60% drop. That's crazy. Imagine if your portfolio got cut by 60% and it'd be too late to make that change. So you're supposed to sell when it's high. And the issue we come across a lot of times is if you're retiring, if you take a look at your portfolio, take a look at your incomes and stuff like that and legacy and what you're trying to do, is it really worth taking the risk if you have enough?
Right. If you've already won the game of retirement, if you've have enough saved, not just really a number in your account, but enough income coming in. That's the main.
Right. That's what we're talking about, because you have to have the income. So there's two things, right? Not just the income, but actually, like I said, more than two things. You have tax-free income, yes, or your after-tax income. And then the second thing is legacy. If you have enough for whatever people you want to leave money to, and you may not have a desire for legacy, maybe you don't have any kids. So you got to take a look at what is the way to maximize your money. And if you have enough, do you really want to know more? So the thing is, most people don't know if they have enough. That's the big question. Do I have enough? Am I going to spend too much? Am I going to run out of money? And most advisors, talk to anybody, it's going to be 4%. So it's a very quick, easy calculation. Take whatever money you have and divide it by 4%. That's how much you should be able to live off of. And if you can't live off of that, then you don't have enough money. But wait, there's more, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to account for the taxes. And maybe you can beat the 4% rule by having additional income that is more certain or more guaranteed than your advisor is telling you.
So you're meaning that the 4% rule is not an absolute rule that everybody has to follow?
No. Now, if you're in the market, if you have some kind of mix of stocks and bonds as a majority of your portfolio, then yes, 4% is probably a safe number for you to be thinking about.
But what if 4% is enough? Not enough. I want to get more.
And this actually happened to a client of ours who came to us just a few months ago, and this is a real client. He turned 65. He has $2 million saved in his IRA, in his 401k.
Combined. So 4% is $80,000 a year.
Yeah, his advisor told him that. His advisor said, 4%, that's how much you could spend. And he said, look, $80,000 a year after taxes, it's only about $5,600 a month. I made more than $5,600 a month for my career. That's how I was able to save this $2 million.
So he decided, well, I don't really sure if that's good advice, so I'm going to go to a different advisor. So he went to four additional advisors, and they all said the same thing.
And he was getting a little frustrated, because not only was $5,600 a month not enough for him, for his lifestyle, the other issue was it was only a 93% chance of success. 93% certainty. His advisor was really happy about this. You got a greater than 90% chance that you will not run out of money. We're really sure about this.
So let me put it a different way. Welcome to RASV Airlines. We're flying to the Bermuda Triangle. You have a 93% chance of landing today. Would you stay on the plane? Some people would. Okay, 93% chance is pretty strong. But some people say, well, maybe not. Maybe I'll get off.
And I mean, you wouldn't want to take that chance with your life. And is this your life? Well, it's your financial life. I mean, it's your ability to even put food on the table for the rest of your life. And you could live 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. You want to make sure that you're not going to run out of money no matter what happened.
And that's the key. That's the biggest question. Am I going to run out of money? And how much can I safely withdraw without running out of money?
And even if you have some kind of basic guaranteed income, like a pension, Social Security, you want to know how to not take out too much so you don't jeopardize the legacy for your kids.
Right.
So a client was talking to us, and just like many of you, he went to our website, and you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can make an appointment with us to find out how we can beat the 4% rule for you potentially. In this case, this client was able to do that. So he came to us and he said, these are my two problems. It's not guaranteed and it's not enough money. I have saved $2 million. There's got to be a better way. And so we said, look, there's two options. So option one is a volatility buffer. So with a volatility buffer, that means he took half his money and he did the Warren Buffett strategy. He put half his money in cash. That's about what Warren Buffett's doing right now. About half his money is in cash and the rest is invested in the market. So we talk about Warren Buffett having a lot of cash.
But Warren Buffett's cash is not just in cash in the bank earning almost nothing. His cash is working for him. That's the same thing we want to do for our clients. It's not just cash that's not growing, but something that what's called a
contract-based asset.
Yeah, lawyers love contracts. So contract-based asset. When you have a contract-based asset, you have an idea or a known factor of how much you're going to have that you cannot lose. So what that changes the whole scenario. It changes the whole scene. Because now if you know this money you cannot lose no matter what happens in the market and you're going to have this much payout, then it raises your 4% rule to 7%.
Exactly. So by taking half his money completely out of the market, this client was able to pull out 7%. And the way he does it is he takes out money from the market if the market's doing well. So a year when the market's up a lot, he's going to take money out. When the market's crashing, he's going to leave the market alone because remember, don't sell while it's low, right? You sell high. And so he's not going to sell low. He's going to leave it in there for maybe several years until the market comes back up. But during that time, he's going to withdraw the income he needs from his safe, his guaranteed account. And it's important. Don't call it just a safe bucket. Because safe bucket implies bonds. A lot of people use bonds. Bonds are not guaranteed. Your contract asset for the volatility buffer, it needs to be an account that cannot go down when the market crashes, no matter what happens with interest rates, no matter what happens with stocks or the elections or the wars or anything like that. It needs to be money that cannot go down. And that's very important. There's really, really three places you can have it. It could be a government or a bank or an insurance company. We can get into that more in another segment. But in any case, this client was now able to have, even though he is paying more tax because he has higher income, he's got $9,000 a month instead of $5,000 a month. It's a huge difference. And it's like a 60% increase in his after-tax income. In fact, in his case, it was exactly 64% increase.
But that was still only 93% chance of success, the same chance. So he said, well, is there anything else that you can do to improve my chance of success to 100%?
And we said, well, there is something you can do.
I'm glad you asked.
So what we did is we said, okay, there's this other program. It's called Paychecks and Playchecks. And our good friend Tom Hegna invented that phrase, Paychecks and Playchecks. I always want to credit him when I can mention it. But in the way it works is...
He even has a book to that name. It's a really good book. Yeah.
The way it works is you figure out how much you really absolutely need per month to pay your bare minimum expenses. And we said, okay, for this client, how much is it? And he said, well, I mean, that $5,600 that my other advisor was going to give me, it was going to use all my money up to do that. But I could have survived on that, especially when you add in Social Security. It wasn't going to give me vacations and stuff, but I could survive. I could pay the bills at least in that. So he said, okay, how much do we have to put into a pension product to guarantee $5,600 a month after taxes?
So in his situation, we had to put $1.2 million out of almost $2 million. That left $800,000, and now he is 100% guaranteed that he'll never have less than $5,600 for the rest of his life.
So it only took 60% of his money to have a 100% guarantee certainty for the rest of his life on the first amount of income that his advisor said would take all of his money to provide and would not even be guaranteed.
But the market. That's what people say. I want to stay in the market. Well, this guarantees that income without being in the market.
And it allows him to keep $800,000 in the market if he wants to. Now, he didn't really want to do that. He wanted to split some of that into protected accounts, some of it in the market.
But even if he did, that allows 4% withdrawal. That's $3,300 additional on top of the $5,600. So now he has about 54% or 52%.
It's in the 50s, 58%, I think, with all the math, when you count all the taxes and everything. So he could have a lot higher income either way. But in this case, part of it is, in fact, the entire baseline income is 100% guaranteed. And that doesn't even get into the tax planning that we were able to do. So it was that amount of income to start with, but we're using this surplus income for the next few years because he doesn't need to spend 60% more money. He just wanted a little bit more money. So we use the extra money to pay the taxes ahead of time to convert his remaining accounts to tax-free, which is either Roth or life insurance. And when you do that, that raises your net income later in life because now you don't have to pay tax of that money. And you don't have the IRMA to worry about. You don't have other
cascading effects. One of the problems is if you decide to just do RMDs, and because I don't really need the money and I'll just use other money and things like that. But those RMDs are forever, as long as you're alive. And every time in this situation, if you're getting $100,000 a year, that's going to push you into a higher tax bracket, higher IRMA for the rest of your life. Over that time period, that's a lot of taxes.
And here's the worst part about required distributions. RMD stands for required minimum distributions. So at a certain age, you have to take a certain amount out. But the amount gets bigger every year. And after just a few years, after age 75, you're required to take out more than 4% of the account balance. Mm-hmm. Well, that means unless you happen to reinvest it, which causes more taxes, but the IRS is forcing you to break the 4% rule. You're not allowed to choose whether you're selling low or selling high. You have to sell every single year, and you have to take out money at a rate that is far greater than what most advisors using the market strategies would recommend you take out.
And that's a key point Daniel just said, okay? So if you're saying, well, I don't have to take the money out of the market if the market's down. Well, if you have RMDs, you do have to take the money out. So you do have to sell low when in that situation, whether you want to or not. And that's opposite of our planning, where if you've protected at least half, you can actually reinvest into the market when the market's down. So you're actually buying low. There's a lot of nice strategies out there. You just have to have more information. And that's the neat thing about our firm is we want to give you more information and the math and the science behind it. So we're not just trying to pull you in a direction.
We don't want to have you make an emotional decision. We want to give you facts and science and math to prove what we're saying. And it really comes down to those three killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll talk to you soon and meet you on Zoom. Again, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.